Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Uko, it's a little bit different now because you don't, unless there's an injury, you don't have to act as the backup goaltender. So you get a chance to do whatever you need to do. So what are the differences in your preparation? Number one, if you have to be the backup goaltender when you're not playing. And number two, if you don't.
Yeah, I think just like every time you're playing and you know you're starting, you really... You kind of want to be by yourself. You want to prepare to your own game. You want to be mentally really, really sharp and feeling, you know, confident. So you're kind of more in your own space. You're more just focusing on your own stuff. But I feel like when you're backing up, you try to get the energy from the team. You try to really, you know, kind of spend a little bit more time with the guys playing sewer and, like, playing soccer with them. So it's kind of – I feel like that's kind of where the – difference comes from, but you know, either or, it's always a mental preparation. You have to be mentally ready. You have to be, you know, kind of with the attacking mindset. It doesn't matter if you're starting or you're backing up, you always have to be ready. And it's I would say it's crazy, but it's still like taxing you a little bit always mentally and physically when you have to be ready and into the game. So, you know, especially when we're playing this well, it's been good for us to kind of, you get a full day off. You don't have to be mentally as in zone when you're not dressing for the game.
Now, obviously, when you are the backup, you have to be ready as you're the starter because you could get into that game at any point. When you're not, how do you spend that day? Will you spend more time looking at tape? Will you spend some time in the gym? How do you spend that day or spend that time when you don't have to prepare for this team because you're not backing up? I have to prepare for tomorrow's team because that's when I'm playing.
Usually it's more like today I'll be doing my heavy lifts for the week, and you kind of, it's easier to plan that stuff. You know, off-ice stuff, you can plan heavier lifts. You can kind of keep your power up in that sense and be ready for it when the game happens. And usually on those days when you're not playing and you're not even backing up, you can really get more out of the morning skate. You can skate a little bit heavier because you don't have to be in any case that night. So you can skate longer. You can you know, get more out of the morning skate and be more active on there. So, you know, I think there's that positive side to it too.
Now, in football, they have like a quarterback room where the three quarterbacks will sit in the room, go over each other's tapes and that type of thing. Alex said you guys don't do that, but you're always talking goalie with each other. You know, so it's not like you don't all sit down and go over each other's games, but yet you're talking about it all the time, right?
No, 100%. And that's been the fun part of it. They're both really good goalies, really good guys. And it's not necessarily our own guys always what we talk about, or most of the time it's not that we would talk about how we played. It's more about what's going on around league and how other goalies are playing and kind of picking our brain about that. So I feel like it's always fun because, you know, the perspective is a little bit different always, goalie to goalie. So, you know, it's been fun to kind of always go around and, you know, talk what happened last night around league.
And what's your preference when you're going to go over a game? like last night's game, will you go over it yourself, or will you rather sit with Mike Bales and go over it with him?
I always watch my tape alone. I kind of do my own findings from it, and kind of it's easy to see what you felt during a game, and you can see it from the video. But you know, always after the games, the next day we go over it with Belzy. Mm-hmm. But it's most of the time when we go over it with Belzy, or you know, it's not like always the saves you make. It's more about how your stance is, if you're keeping your feet under yourself. It's more stuff you don't see if you don't play goalie. You know, it's stuff that kind of happens before the saves. It's stuff that if you're making the right reads, if you're holding your crease well, and it's just like we try to find stuff you can repeat. It's not necessarily the glove saves and the blocker saves and this and that. It's more stuff which happens before that you can repeat every game and day after day, which leads to those saves.
And if I could ask you one more, I just thought of it. Yeah. In the last game, you had a great poke check on Pastrnak. It's not something we see out of goalies a lot. Is that something you'll see in tape that I might get an opportunity with him and I might be able to poke check, or is it just right in the moment and you see you can do it?
Yeah, not really. You don't really. We go over the PK, and you know what's going to happen, because PK is kind of the only time when they will start, like, or they will go through a certain system every time, and they try to get the guy, you know, shot from certain points. So it's kind of easy to read, but you know, we don't really watch video or know that you can poke check, but then you know, play the, you know, he didn't have much speed, I didn't have much speed, so it's hard for me to kind of get post to post at that point. So just, you know, thought that the poke check would be the play, which worked, even though in the end it didn't, but you know,
it did. That specific play worked.
Yes, it did. But it just felt like the right play, which it was at that point, but it just got unlucky in the end.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.